You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This conversation is brought to you by BP Southern Africa, celebrating 100 years of reimagining energy for people and our planet. That's it. BP has celebrated a century of operations in South Africa, or Southern Africa rather, and it's a milestone that we're certainly going to commemorate with them. I'm joined on the line by the Executive for Communications and External Affairs at BP Southern Africa. That's Hamlet Morule, to take a look at this and try and see where to from here. Good evening, Hamlet. Thanks so much for taking the time. A century is no small feat. Take us through the journey and the history that is the BP's relationship with Southern Africa and South Africa.
Good evening to you, Jimmy, and good evening to the listeners. Indeed, this is a very, very important milestone for BP. On the 9th of May this year, we marked a full 100 years being operational within Southern Africa. Most of the people who know BP well would associate BP with quite a number of things. One of those being, you know, the long support that BP has had for BP Top 8. But I'll come to that later. BP was set up in 1924, as I indicated. Very, very small operation at that particular time, because of course there were lesser cars at that point in time. Ford had just established its operations in South Africa as well around that particular time. It's been a very, very long journey that has really transitioned from that original garage that we all knew to what we see today, you know, a very, very operational establishment that includes quite a number of things, very, very importantly being the convenience aspect that is embedded within our service stations these days. So it has indeed been a long journey. We're celebrating it throughout the year. In fact, in 2 days' time, we will be convening an event, you know, to recognize those who have been with us throughout this journey at the Sandton Convention Center. The event is on Wednesday.
Hamlet, when people think about BP, a lot of people make the mistake of saying BP is just an oil company or just a fuel company. All they do is filling stations. But in reality, BP's always been very clear that you're an energy company. What does that mean?
What it primarily means, Jimmy, is a few things. But I'll start with one particular aspect. Yes, we have been traditionally being an oil and gas company. We are busy transitioning as it is from an oil company to an energy company, you know, an integrated energy company. And that is driven by a number of factors. One factor that is very, very important is that we are looking at a lower carbon future. With a lower carbon future, we cannot continue only being a gas and oil company. But as BP, we are not abandoning that particular aspect, but we are transitioning to ensure that there is a very good balance between, you know, an energy system in South Africa or globally, you know, that provides secure, affordable, and lower carbon.
I certainly remember a time where we started this decarbonization conversation, and BP, I think it was BP Europe, came out very clearly to say we're going to be one of the first energy companies to transition and go for a cleaner conversation as part of what we do in our operations. Hamlet, looking at some of the South African operations, there have been a couple of announcements recently, the likes of the SAPREF sale to the Central Energy Fund, where you disinvested from SAPREF, selling off your East London terminal as well to the WASSA. When people kind of see these announcements, a lot of the announcements look as though BP might be disinvesting from South Africa or planning to exit South Africa. Is that the case, or is the business saying we're doing things differently?
You know, as a business, we remain in South Africa and we are here to stay, Jimmy. You know, we are using actually this moment of, celebration to reinforce our message that says that BP is here to stay in South Africa. Yes, indeed, there has been changes in terms of how we do business in South Africa. And I'll take the examples that you've used. While BPSA has divested from or moved away from certain operations, because I think I need to choose my words carefully, because with most of these, it was not necessarily divesting. Let's take Masana Energy for an example. As we were moving from other operations and changing how we operate locally, we thought it necessary that simultaneously we needed to actually sort of reinvent ourselves. Masana Energy Solutions, for an example, is an operating joint venture with BP. It was created in 2005, and it's got empowerment partners. You know, when it started then, the Mine Workers Investment Company, Women's Development Bank Holdings, this was one of the first initiatives that we took at BP. Other similar transactions, as you indicated, is the recent sale of the East London terminal to WASA. If you do not have intrinsic knowledge of the difficulty that some of the companies have, particularly with infrastructure, you would not understand the importance of such transactions. But these are very, very important transactions that enable locally business companies to be able to actually run their companies efficiently, because infrastructure is key in the area of business that we are in. There are others, but I think let me leave it with those two as examples.
Sometimes it's just a strategic decision, and there's nothing wrong with that. Hamlet, let's look at the fact that you're celebrating this milestone in the month of October, and it's quite serendipitous that the month of October also happens to be Transport Awareness Month, and you guys kind of fit right into that entire ecosystem. Take me through just the importance of the transport sector, not only for a business like yours, but for an economy like South Africa's, to ensure the South Africa's economy keeps moving.
Yes, indeed, Jimmy. In fact, one of the last things you said was that these are sometimes strategic decisions. I would say that in all instances, these are actually strategic decisions that we do take as PP. Indeed, according to NATIS, the National Traffic Information System, there are currently more than 12 million motor vehicles, you know, within our roads in South Africa. And, you know, with that kind of traffic that we've got in South Africa, this naturally, of course, creates fuel demand from motorists, which of course then propels the way we do business in South Africa and the way we respond to the business in South Africa. The transport sector itself, if you look at it, it accounts for about 60% of total oil demand. This is very, very key to the business that we manage, that we run within South Africa. So it is indeed important that, you know, events like these where we recognize you know, how long we've been in South Africa, are done during this very, very important month of Transport Month.
Hamlet, when people kind of look at these sorts of celebrations and you look at the milestones and you look at all that businesses like BP have achieved over the last 100 years, some of the things that people often forget is the fact that for a company to be around for 100 years in South Africa, you have to be part of the community. You have to be involved in the community. And the BP South Africa has been very, very clear around its community initiatives and uplifting the communities around it. Take us through just some of how those initiatives have evolved over the last, say, 100 years, and what that then means for BP going into the next 100.
Yeah, well, As it's often said, but when we say it, we really mean it, Jimmy. You know, investing within our host communities is within the DNA of how we do business. Earlier on, I did mention that people like me and you definitely remember the BP Top 8, something that was known, a partnership that was known for many, many years within the South African sports fraternity. BP continues to do that. It continues to invest in very, very strategic areas. I'll give you an example of a very recent partnership that we launched with the Small Enterprise Finance Agency, usually called SEFA. You know, it's a win-win type of an arrangement that we've had with SEFA. We need to continue transforming the ownership patterns in South Africa in line with the BBBEE legislation and the transformation agenda within South Africa. So we partnered with SEFA, and this partnership created a fund that is utilized by dealers who are new within this business or dealers who would like to expand you know, their ownership of service stations. I did indicate earlier that we are here to stay. So we are looking at pockets of land. We are looking at strategic areas within the freeways in South Africa and so on, where we can deliver new projects. And it is within that context that we try to look at low new ownership arrangements so that, you know, we improve our overall ownership, you know, percentages which are black.
Well, here's
we have a partnership currently, or maybe, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's all right. You can wrap that up, Hamlet.
Oh, I was about to say that the second one that is very, very key to us that we are busy with, it's a partnership that we have with the Energy Mobility Education Trust. So EMET, as we usually just call it, also has an equity within BPSA, 5% stake within BPSA. But, you know, very, very importantly, it is an implementing partner for BPSA for programs with a number of very, very known universities in South Africa. We have about six, you know, universities that we are supporting through EMET. And in the last 10 years, because they were established 10 years ago as well, we've spent in excess of 240 million through bursaries, through programs that we're doing with high schools. And that's not really a very, very low investment. We continue with these programs, and EMET is busy actually expanding some of these programs so that we reach others who are doing postgraduate studies and so forth.
Well, here's to another 100 years of BP in South Africa and all the work that you continue to do. I think we'll leave it at that, Hamlet. Thanks for the time and for the insights. We celebrate with you and continue to hope for the best for the business. That's Hamlet Morula, who is the Executive for Communications and External Affairs at BP South Africa. This conversation was brought to you by BP Southern Africa, marking 100 years of reimagining energy for people and our planet.
So how's my life been? Literally the best. With BP, it's been reward after reward. And like, can you even believe it? I get up to 30 cents per litre back when I swipe my new BP rewards and smart shopper cards for fuel. But wait, there's more. I also get 1% cash back on all my munchies at BP Express. I've been saving, like saving. It's giving ka-ching. BP, every day brighter.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.